USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
As the Democrats gear up for a primary debate in Des Moines, Iowa, Tuesday night, there will be one less person running, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker dropping out of the 2020 race.
I'm suspending my campaign for president with the same spirit with which it began.
And a recent Des Moines Register CNN poll shows Bernie Sanders leading in Iowa with 20%, followed by Elizabeth Warren at 17%, third place Mayor Pete at 16%, and former Vice President Joe Biden at 15%.
This was an act of terrorism.
In other news, Attorney General Bill Barr demands Apple unlock two cell phones used by the Saudi national responsible for shooting and killing three members of the military at the Pensacola Naval Base in Florida. Barr wants to see if he acted alone and says the attack was terrorism motivated by jihadist ideology. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. rootwall.com.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 83 points to close at 28,907, the NASDAQ gaining 95 points, the S&P 500 up almost 23 points to the price you pay at the pump, the national average for a gallon of gasoline dropping this week. USA Radio's John Clemens on the story.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price of oil fell back to under $60 a barrel for the first time in several weeks to $59.05 a barrel.
Average gas prices across the U.S. have dropped 1.6 cents per gallon in the last week, with the nation's average at 257 and 5 tenths, 32 cents higher than a year ago when the national average was at 226 per gallon.
The price may go even lower as oil prices have about 4 weeks left of a shrinking window with lower demand during the first 2 months of the year before prices begin to move up that will usually last until April or May.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Capitol Hill now, and an update on the two articles of impeachment that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been holding on to for the past 3 weeks. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's glad House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has ended a one-woman blockade on moving articles of impeachment to the Senate. The Kentucky Republican opened the Senate on Monday by saying,
"Well, I'm glad the Speaker finally realized she never had any leverage in the first place to dictate Senate procedure to senators and is giving in to bipartisan pressure to move forward."
McConnell also calls the House impeachment case rushed, weak, and incomplete. I'm Tim Berg.
Changing gears now to the Oscar nominations.
Nominees for 24 categories announced on Monday morning ahead of the February 9th Oscar Awards show. For Best Picture,
The Irishman, Martin Scorsese. Joker, Todd Phillips. 1917, Sam Mendes. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Quentin Tarantino. And Parasite, Bong Joon-ho.
Joker leading overall Oscar nominations with 11. The Irishman, 1917, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood tied for second with 10 nominations apiece. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.